bound for South Australia, 16th to the 22nd of October, 1836.
Colonel Light learned that the Cygnet had arrived at Kangaroo Island with the rest of his survey team, so he sent the Rapid to bring them to the mainland. While they were waiting for its arrival, they had more time to explore the area and to get to know the local Aboriginal people. Dr. Woodford noted, "Some of the natives showed much ingenuity this afternoon, capturing several very fine fish of the salmon species. They descried the shoal from their huts, a distance of half a mile, and upon a signal given each man, dashed into the water with a small net under his arm, and each succeeded in bringing out 2, 3, or 4 enclosed in it in an incredibly short space of time. They immediately brought them to our tents and gave them to us, but we only took 3 from them, in return for which Colonel Light intends to give them a meal of beef. This tribe, that is, the Cape Jervis tribe, have evinced much goodwill and not the slightest disposition to thieve. They are very useful to us, fetching our wood and working in any way with great cheerfulness. Yesterday they were all rigged out in new jackets and trousers, and are promised each a new cap if they remain faithful. Contrary to the opinion of most people, I think that with kind treatment they may be as easily civilized as any other race of savages." Dr. Woodford also spent time teaching the Aboriginal people English. "I have been engaged with one of the natives this evening learning the language and teaching him in return words of English. They are very apt at pronouncing words, but forget them the next minute. After last week's storm, Mary Thomas on the Africaine is still having a difficult time. This week she has a fight with the chief mate.
I was grossly insulted by Mr. Smith, the chief mate, and which likewise led to an altercation last night on the deck.
Happier times, however, on the Buffalo." Young Bingham Hutchinson noted, "Quadrilles and a country dance on the poop until 8 p.m.